Mikolo hay.
Mikolo ny ho avy.
Fandaharana vokarin'ny ministeran'ny fanabezam-pirenena ho an'ny kilasy taona fahaenina ka hatramin'ny kilasy famaranana.
Mikolo hay, mikolo ny ho avy.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to this English course for troisième. My name is Rasul, and I will be your teacher for today. Today's topic deals with communication. At the end of this lesson, you'll be able to ask and give direction. So please, take a copy book and a pen. Okay, let's get started. First of all, you need to know some common places that people visit, such as bank. A bank is a place where you can get money. Butcher shop. It's a shop in which meat and fish are sold. Bus stop. It's the place where you wait for and get on a bus. Museum. It's a place which exhibits old or interesting objects. Post office. It's the place to send a letter and pay stamps. School. It's the place where we learn. Town hall is a public building used for town government offices and meetings. Hospital. A hospital is a place where a person goes to be healed when he or she is sick or injured. Pharmacy. It's a shop where medicinal drugs are sold. I repeat, the common place are bank. A bank is a place where you can get money. Butcher shop. It's a shop in which meat and fish are sold. Bus stop. It's the place where you wait for and get on a bus. Museum. It's a place which exhibits old or interesting objects. Post office. It's the place to send a letter and pay stamps. School. It's the place where we learn. Town hall is a public building used for town government offices and meetings. Hospital. A hospital is a place where a person goes to be healed when he or she is sick or injured. Pharmacy. It's a shop where medicinal drugs are sold. Now, we are going to start a new lesson. Let's say you are lost. You don't know how to go to the bus stop, so you need to ask direction. You can say, "Excuse me, can you tell me the way to the bus stop?" Yeah, that's the first way to ask. The second one you can say is, "Excuse me, can or could you show me the way to the bus station?" Another one, "Excuse me, where is the bus station?" Right, the last one is, "Can or could you tell me how to get to the bus station, please?" Let's repeat. If I want to ask direction, I can say, "Excuse me, could or can you tell me the way to?" Or, "Excuse me, could or can you show me the way to?" Or, "Excuse me, where is the?" Or, "Can or could you tell me how to get to, please?" Now, Now, we are going to learn how to give direction. First of all, here is some preposition of place that you need to know. Between. It means in the middle of two things. Next to. It means to the side of something. Behind. It means at the back of something. In front of. It means opposite. Near. It means in a close position. Far. It means in a distant position. On the corner, it means the angle where two roads meet. Good, now let's learn some phrases to understand or give direction. First, turn left at. It means turn the west side of direction. Another one, turn right at. This on mean turns on the east side of a direction. Next, go straight ahead. It means stay on third road, don't turn. Next one, take the one or second or third turning. Go past. In the road, there is a pharmacy, but the destination is not there. I just need to pass there. I need to keep walking. So I say, go past the pharmacy. Crossroad. If the person wants to go to the other side of the road, we say, cross the road. We end our instruction with, you can't miss it. Okay, so these are the common phrases to keep in mind. Let's repeat. Yes, sure, certainly. Turn left at. Turn right at. Go straight ahead. Or go straight on. Go past. Cross the road. Cross the bridge. Take the first or second turning. You can't miss it. Now, let's recap. If we want to ask direction, we say, excuse me, could you or can you tell me the way too? Excuse me, could you show me the way too? Excuse me, can you show me the way too? Excuse me, where is the... please? Can or could you tell me how to get to? Preposition of place. Between, next to, behind, in front of, near, far, on the corner. If we want to give direction, we can use yes, sure, certainly, turn left at, turn right at, go straight ahead, go straight on, go past, cross the road or cross the bridge, take the first turning, take the second turning. We end our instruction with, you can't miss it. Now, let's practice. First, let's listen to a dialogue.
Excuse me, could you tell me the way to the town hall, please?
Sure. You go straight on until you see a bridge. Go across that bridge, then keep going straight again. Next, you turn left and you see the marketplace. The town hall is just in front of it. You can't miss it.
I go straight until I see a bridge.
then across it and keep going straight again. Next, a turn left and see the marketplace, and the town hall is just in front of it, right?
That's it.
All right, thanks.
Don't mention it. To better understand the dialogue, let's listen again.
Excuse me, could you tell me the way to the town hall, please?
Sure. You go straight on until you see a bridge. Go across that bridge, then keep going straight again. Next, you turn left and you see the marketplace. The town hall is just in front of it. You can't miss it.
I go straight until I see a bridge, then across it and keep going straight again. Next, I turn left and see the marketplace, and the town hall is just in front of it, right?
That's it.
All right, thanks.
Don't mention it. Okay, now answer the question. Where does the tourist want to go to? Has everyone found the answer? Great! The tourist wants to go to the town hall. Question 2. Does the tourist understand the instructions? Yes, he does. Time is up. Thank you for your attention. And don't forget that health is wealth. Wash your hand and wear your mask. See you next time.
Narai nao teo.
Mikul hai.
Mikul ni waf.
Fandaharana vokarin'ny ministeran'ny fanabezam-pirenena ho an'ny klasy taona fahaenina ka hatramin'ny klasy famaranana.
Mikul hai. Mikul ni waf.